Do you think Maris and I are meant to be together?
Oh, what's this?
I got you a gift.
You did? What's the occasion?
No reason.
You can't just give somebody something for no reason.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
You're starting to take the fun out of this.
But there's no reason for this.
Does there have to be a reason?
Yeah.
Oh, will you just open it?
Oh, jeez.
I knitted it myself.
Oh, gee.
You know, I had a bit of trouble with the roll collar. I'm surprised you didn't hear me cursing from a bedroom.
Boy, Daphne, this is really nice. I wish I had something to give you.
Oh, we're back on that again.
Yeah, all right, but at least let me pay you for it.
Pay me for it? It's a gift.
Well, just a couple bucks for the yarn.
Dad, is Niles called?
No.
Oh, for God's sake, I've been standing out front for 20 minutes. We're going to be late for our squash court. Nice cardigan.
Daphne surprised me with it.
You don't seem very happy about that.
No, well, I'm not. I mean, you just don't give somebody something for no reason. That's my rule.
Dad, spontaneous gift-giving is one of life's great pleasures. Didn't you ever give Mom anything without warning?
Yeah, you. Where do you think I got the rule from?
Oh, there you are. Come on, Niles, let's shake a leg. We're going to be late for our court time.
Wait, just a minute. Well, of course I do, Maris. Well, I miss you more. No, I do. No, I do.
Niles!
More than Van Cleef would miss our Pell. Oh, no, I don't. No, you have the prettier laugh. No, you do. No, you do.
I'm gonna go walk into the ocean.
Oh, no, I would love to meet you for lunch, but you know what Dr. Deutsch said. No meetings outside our therapy sessions. Oh, now Maris. Oh, wait, hold on a second. It's my other line. Hello?
Get the hell off the phone! How rude!
Please, don't you realize it's also rude to be late for an appointment?
Oh, you are telling me about being late for an appointment?
I've never seen anything like that. Charlie,
I just think... How dare you hang up on me? Bunny, do you mind if we continue this conversation later? Oh, I'll be counting the minutes, too.
Well, I hope you're happy we have now officially lost our court.
Well, I am sorry. I would hope that my attempt to salvage my marriage would be more important to you than a squash game.
Well, of course it is. I was just looking forward to playing.
I enjoy a morning game of squash more than anyone.
No, I do.
No, I do.
No, don't. Stop it!
Niles?
I would love to see you and Maris reconcile, if that's what you want. I'm just afraid you might be going a bit too quickly. Would you like some coffee?
Please.
Need I remind you that only last month she served you with divorce papers?
I'm well aware of that, but we're not rushing into anything. We only see each other at therapy. That reminds me, yesterday at the cafe, I asked you a question which you deftly avoided answering. Do you think Maris and I are meant to be together?
Right. Well, that's a tough question. Perhaps the better question would be, do you think you and Maris are meant to be together?
Hmm. I serve you up a question. You clumsily bat it back to me. We've hardly missed our squash game at all. No, I'm really interested in your opinion. Let's say you were God.
Oh, no, please, I don't want to play God.
Please. No, just play along. Let's say you are the supreme ruler of heaven and earth. Mm-hmm. What would you do?
Well, for starters, I'd issue a recall on some of my lesser species.
I still want an answer to that question. Hello? What is it, Pumpkin? Oh, now, dear, calm down. I'm sure that the banging you hear is just the pipes. If one of the servants had actually been walled in during the remodeling, he'd have died weeks ago. But if it will ease your mind at all, why don't you have Marta take roll call? Oh, hold on a second. Hello?
Get out.
Well, this is Dr. Fraser Crane saying goodbye and good mental health.
Your brother called.
Oh, Lord, he must really want an answer to that question.
No, he just wanted to tell you the wine club meeting was canceled. What question?
Well, yesterday he asked me straight out if I thought he and Maris were meant for each other.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, you're telling me. Frankly, I don't even know what my answer is.
Why don't you just play it safe and say yes? Mm. In my experience, when someone asks that question, they're not looking for honesty. They're looking for reassurance. Mm. Just tell him what he wants to hear.
All right.
Trust me, Fraser. It's like if I asked you, do I look fat in these pants?
Yeah, you're right. I guess there's only one way to answer that question.
What? Do you think I look fat in these?
No, I don't.
I work out every day. Ross, it's the pleats, isn't
just
it?
Just stop it. Get a hold of yourself. I was thinking about what you had said. I'm going to tell Niles yes. I think he and Maris were meant to be together.
Oh. Who are you waving to? Is that Elise Edmonds from Promotions?
Oh, we got a little date tonight.
A day? Mm. And you didn't tell me?
Well, it's no big deal. I don't think she's even interested in me.
Hi, Fraser. Hey, Roz.
Hi. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to make sure. Am I still seeing you tonight?
Yes, you are. Which means, of course, that I'll be seeing you as well.
Right. Bye.
Whoa.
That woman is totally into you.
You think so?
Yeah. I'll see you later. Great. Bye.
That's a good sign.
Hello. She might as well have calf roped you with her pantyhose.
Well, this promises to be a very interesting evening.
I think so.
Well, she is very attractive. Slender.
Gee, I wonder why your mind went there.
Oh, not this again, Ross.
Of course it would. She was standing next to me.
Ross.
I hate these pants.
Oh, please.
I look like the Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell has a...
Hello.
I've got the mail.
Oh, thanks. You want to just put it on the table there?
Is this for me?
Well, you know anybody else around here who uses eucalyptus bubble bath?
Well, your son occasionally likes it.
Oh, never mind.
This is lovely.
Well, I'm glad you like it, because I picked it all up myself. You know, I got you your fancy soaps and your moisturizers and this rock thing that scrapes all the dead skin off the bottom of your feet. Well, if you're going to nap on the couch, wear slippers.
Still, Mr. Crane, you really overdid it.
No, I didn't.
I don't know if I can accept this.
Why not?
Because you spent far too much.
All right, well, then I'll take a couple of things back.
Wait, not that one. What?
Daphne, would you please just take the damn basket?
Well, what are you getting so cross about?
Well, what? You can give me a gift, but I'm not allowed to give you one back.
Oh, so that's the only reason you gave me this?
Well, yeah, that's the way it works.
Well, where I come from, you don't just give someone a gift because you have to. Here, take your silly basket.
All right, fine. Well, then you can take your crappy old cardigan back, too.
Fine.
I don't know why you gave it to me in the first place.
Because I like you.
Well, I like you.
Then why can't you just accept my gift and be happy?
I am happy. I love that cardigan.
But I love my damn basket.
What is all this?
Oh, we're just exchanging our damn gifts.
Well, here.
Here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good Lord. It's like Christmas morning in the Gambino household.
By the way, Niles called while you were in the shower to remind you about the squash tomorrow.
Strange. Just made that date this morning. He must be really champing at the bit to get an answer to that question.
What question?
Oh, he asked me if I thought he and Maris were meant to be together.
Well, if you ask me, you should keep your bazoo shut. You're always getting in trouble opening that big bazoo of yours.
How wonderful, Dad. We found a new word to strike from your vocabulary. Along with patootie and bupkis.
You're going to answer him, aren't you?
Look, I think I have to. But listen, I'm just going to play it safe. Tell him yes. He's going to do what he wants to anyway.
Hey, I don't know. He takes your opinion pretty damn seriously.
Well, when we were younger, there was a certain sway I had over him. But, oh, God, you remember that time back in prep school when he was going to try out for the track team? I convinced him all the really cool kids were going to join the Madrigal Society.
But I'm not just talking about school. I mean, he's always come to you for career decisions, too. Where to do his residency, where to set up his practice.
Perhaps I have underestimated my influence. You know, frankly, my opinion could be the single most important factor in his making this decision.
Well, I don't know if it goes as far as that.
Oh, please, Dad. I don't know what it's like to have your opinion matter. Niles depends on me. He deserves my true and honest answer.
And what is that?
Well, Maris has always been spoiled and selfish and led him around by the nose. I'd have to say my answer would be no. Thank you, Dad. I've changed my answer from a yes to a no.
There you go.
On the other hand...
I knew it.
Well, I don't know. You know, there are a lot of other factors here, Dad. Niles does love Maris. She has agreed to go into therapy. Niles swears that she's a changed person. I don't know. I guess if I really want to know what's going on in Maris's mind, I've got to ask her myself. You agree with that, don't you, Dad?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, got a couple of hours before my date.
That's what I'm going to do. If I really want to know what Maris is thinking, I will go directly to the source.
Are you ready to order?
Well, not quite yet. I'm still waiting on someone.
Oh, there she is now. Marta.
Marta, I can't tell you how nice it is to see you again.
My pleasure. And this coffee is too divine.
Well, I see your English lessons with Maris are progressing nicely.
Yeah, she teaches me many words. Mm-hmm. That coat is so de classe.
Listen, Marta, I'm going to come right to my point. Dr. Crane and Maris, Missy Crane, have been seeing a couples therapist lately, and I understand it's going very well.
Therapy helping Missy Crane a lot.
Mm-hmm. Really? So you would say that she's a changed person?
Sí. Missy Crane very different. Nicer to everyone. Mm-hmm. And this time, no happy pills. For my birthday, she gave me beautiful Chanel makeup bag. Mm-hmm. It's a knockoff, but it's big.
Ah. Oh, all right, then. This is my question. If Dr. Crane and Mrs. Crane were to get back together again, do you think that Mrs. Crane would treat Dr. Crane better?
Oh, yes. Please ask Dr. Crane to come home.
Marta, you've been most helpful. So lately I've been wondering if Niles and Maris ought to be together. And now, thanks to you, I know that the answer to that question is yes. what, did I say something funny?
My beeper on vibrate. Tickle me. Oh. Sorry, I have to go. Missy Crane need me.
Oh, that's all right. I understand.
Thanks for cafe. Mm-hmm. Call me. Mean it.
Well, there is a limit.
Hey.
Oh, Daphne.
Was that Mrs. Crane's Marta who was just leaving?
Yes, it was. We were just sharing a coffee, you know. Marta helped allay some of my fears about Niles and Maris getting back together.
Yes, I think she'd be glad to see Dr. Crane back in that household. Well, I should go get me beans.
Wait, Daphne, what do you mean?
Well, I'm sure Dr. Crane acts as a good buffer between Mrs. Crane and the help.
Gee, it never occurred to me that Marta might have an ulterior motive.
Who can blame her? Mrs. Crane can be a bit demanding.
Well, then, this taints Marta's entire testimony. Is it possible she could have lied to me? No! So, my trained eye, very few things can escape my notice, as I'm sure you'll observe, Daphne. Could she have lied to me? You know, see, this is the predicament I'm in. Every time someone gives me a valid argument, somebody else comes along and gives me a perfectly valid counter-argument. It's one minute I think the answer is yes, the next minute I think it's no. God, this is driving me crazy. Well, I've got to stick with it. Niles asked me what I think. That's it! What I think! Of course, I don't know what I think right now. Well, but that's where I should be focused. Don't you agree, Daphne?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, I'm so glad we're finally doing this.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Me too.
Is everything all right, Fraser?
Oh, yes. I'm just a little preoccupied. Oh. Stop obsessing! Enjoy the date! Here we are.
So where are we going?
Well, I've chosen a little Italian place I know, if that's all right.
I trust your judgment, but then who doesn't? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I told myself I wasn't going to bring this up to you tonight. I don't really think it's appropriate for a first date, but I haven't been able to think about anything else all day, so here goes. Do you think it's possible for two people to be meant for each other?
Thought about that all day?
Yes.
Well, yes, I do.
I do too. But how do you know that they're meant for each other? Of course, it's essential that they have similar interests, goals in common.
Don't forget physical attraction.
Oh, well, that's a given, yeah. But you know, my ex-wife and I had all those things, and our marriage was an unmitigated disaster.
She probably just didn't appreciate you.
No, not entirely.
She listened to your show every day, sometimes even tape it so she could listen to it in bed at night.
I didn't have a show then. I guess what it comes down to is, what is that special something that makes us cry out, yes, we are meant to be together?
Now, who knows? All that matters is that we both feel it. I would have told you months ago how I felt, but I was too insecure. I never dreamed you felt the same way I did. Fraser, don't turn shy on me now. What you thinking?
Elise, I'm thinking you are quite the practical joker. Pretending not to know that I was really talking about my brother Niles and his wife. I mean, surely Roz must have told you.
Oh, yeah.
Sense of humor. That's another thing that's important to have in common.
Fraser, I have a headache. I think I'm just going to take a rain check on tonight, okay?
Oh, no, please. Listen, please. We can still go out. Just pretend that none of this ever happened.
Perfect.
Oh, God, Elise, please don't.
I can't for the life of me figure out why this decision is causing me so much anxiety. There's just so many things to be considered, you know? On the one hand, you know, perhaps I'm afraid that if Niles and Maris reconcile, well, then we may lose the friendship he and I developed during their separation. On the other hand, if Maris does take him back, well, then I won't have to feel so responsible for him, but... there's just so much at stake.
Oh, not that kind of steak. Stop it! No, you're driving me crazy. I just can't think here. Gotta go take a walk. Well, oh, not with you. But go away. Time for your bath. So gullible.
Fraser, let me in.
How did you get up here?
Well, the doorman was asleep.
Well, what a coincidence, so was I.
I'm sorry, Niles. Apologize for the late hour.
Well, what's wrong? You smell of the streets.
Well, I'm wandering Seattle in desperate search for an answer to your question. I know how crucial my opinion is to you, and I didn't want to take your question lightly.
What question?
Asked me if I thought that you and Maris were meant for each other.
Oh, right.
I can't believe I've been to hell and back agonizing over this question and you forgot.
No, I didn't forget. I'm sorry, Fraser, I'm groggy. Come in.
I'm touched that you've given it this much thought. You're a good brother.
Thank you.
So, please.
Well, this is hard for me to say, but, no. I don't think you and Maris are meant to be together. I believe that a marriage should be built on a foundation of friendship and mutual respect. With Maris, I fear that you'll never experience those things fully. And I question whether you'll ever be truly happy.
I see. Well, thank you.
You're hurt, aren't you?
No, I just need some time to process this. I appreciate your stopping by. It's just one of those times when I need to be alone.
Did you just hear a bell?
No. Why don't you come on? Go home. Get some rest.
There it is again.
No, I don't think so.
Wait a minute. Oh, Niles. Maris is here, isn't she? How could you?
Well, she offered and I said yes.
Well, how could you do something like this without waiting for my opinion?
Well, someone certainly has a high opinion of his opinion.
Oh, fine. You know, why don't you just go run back to her before she sprains her wrist?
Oh, no. Fraser, I know what you're thinking, but you're wrong. Maris has changed. She now understands that she cannot control me. I am my own man. I don't actually respond to that. A little joke we have between us.
Okay, that means business.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.